When you get to the end of the year, there are always tests and exams and assignments for students. Some of these may be less serious, merely serving to help teachers know what they will need to spend more time revising in the new year. But for others, these tests will assess everything that the student has learnt over the whole of their schooling, and the results will shape much of the life for the student for some years. Some people think that God has given us a syllabus to study, rules to follow, and lessons to learn. They think that when God returns, He'll set a test to work out who will fail and who will pass. We might imagine that the really good people will get a special reward, the really bad ones a decent kick up the pants. Jesus today tells a parable about a rich man heading abroad who entrusts his property with three of his servants. A talent was a measure of money, equivalent to what a worker would earn over the course of about 15 years. Think of it as $1 million. God wants us to be wise and shrewd in using the talents that He has given us. But this is not a parable that encourages capitalism or becoming an investment banker. The treasure that is spoken of is the good news about the love of the Lord. While we must read this parable, like all of them, in the light of all that Jesus says about coming for the sick and the sinner, this parable is certainly making a positive judgment on the first two servants who have heard the message of Jesus and have responded to all that God has given to bring about something new. The parable also judges the ones who have hidden their light and kept it for themselves, the worthless servants who do not share the good news of God's love with others. Jesus, You are such a treasure for us. Help us to freely share the abundance of Your love with all those around us. Amen. Grace and peace. This is Father Richard Healy.